60. Make sure the account holder you hire knows your ideals and standards. You may choose to hire a person to manage and maintain your blog page, but they should know your standards. They should understand how you want to run things. 61. Have someone check the site throughout the day and night. You do not know when a user might have posted something derogatory on your page. Therefore, it is important that you have someone check your blog page from time to time to filter out such comments. 62. Set limits on how much they can change. People you hire to manage your blog page should have limitations. There are things that they should not touch or change. Be clear in this. 63. Authorize different actions to different people if necessary. For better results, you can hire someone who manages events, promos, news, and such. You should also have a person for articles, videos, graphics, and page design. 64. You can hire people to do the graphics. Photoshop is not easy. If you need professional results, hire someone to do it for you. 65. You can hire people to do the videos. There are several video maker software available out there. If you are not confident, do not attempt to make your own. It will only lead to low quality output. 66. You can hire people to do the short articles. This is now easy to find. You can now hire ghostwriters to write articles and even ebooks for you. Tips on dealing with trolling, defamation, and other derogatory comments from users. 67. Check for possibly derogatory messages all the time. Check your page all the time, or at least have someone do it for you. You need to deal with negative comments as soon as possible before they affect the opinion of other subscribers. 68. Avoid the domino effect of negative comments. When one person makes a negative comment, it is possible that others will sympathize. Then it can become a string of negative comments for more users. End it before this happens. Delete the root cause. 69. Do not leave a serious question hanging unanswered for too long. Some questions, if unanswered, can lead users to doubt your company's credibility. For example, the product I bought has lasted only a month. Can I have it replaced? Questions like this one should be answered immediately. 70. Maintain a professional tone when replying to possibly derogative comments. Sometimes, you need to answer derogatory questions to set things straight, so other users will know the truth. But when doing so, you should avoid being rudely defensive. You should always maintain a professional tone. Other users will see this and appreciate it. 71. Know which messages should be left unanswered. You do not need to respond to every question. Tips on using Facebook. 72. Open a group account, not a personal account. There are two types of account you can open on Facebook. For social media marketing, you should open a group account instead of a personal account. Its features are designed for marketing. 73. Get your first 25 likes. A group account will only have access to all its features once it already gathers 25 likes from other users. 74. Consider getting a paid advertisement service from Facebook. Facebook offers a tool that will make your page appear on the advertisement section of other Facebook users. You can also set this option to appear only on a select market niche, age filters, address filter, gender filter, etc. But this is a paid feature. 75. Post things that your subscribers will feel like sharing. If one of your subscribers shares a post from your page, it will be available in their profile page. This way, it will be exposed to everyone in the friend list of that person. This will extend the reach of your social media account. 76. Like pages or groups which are in some way connected to your market niche. By liking pages from other groups, you are exposing yourself to the subscribers of those pages. 77. Like pages or groups which are frequented by your target customers. Go to pages which your target customers might frequent. For example, if your target customers are women, you might find them fashion pages. Like those pages and perhaps post a comment to those pages to help them find you. 78. Get help from people you know who also have Facebook accounts. The start is the difficult part. Ask people you know to like your page. You can also ask them to share the contents of your page. Their friends can also help out. 79. Include a photo album which shows the faces of your company staffs. Studies show that people trust online organizations more if they can see faces. If there is no face, it is as if the organization is hiding something. 80. Keep the photo albums organized according to event and date. People like to browse photos. But it is annoying if different photos are just mixed together. Make sure that you organize them in albums. 81. Advertise your Facebook account on your other social media account. If you have a Twitter account, for example, post a tweet inviting your followers to check out your Facebook page as well. 82. Use only one account. This is to prevent confusion. If your services and/or products are not widely varied, consider getting only one Facebook account. 83. Use several accounts only if your company has varied sectors. For example, if your company sells different stuff, for example clothes, food, toys, you should probably have a separate account or separate page for each genre. 84. Use your Facebook account to connect with people you meet on business trips and meetings. If you met possible affiliates on meetings and business trips, you can use your company's Facebook account to stay connected with them. 85. Your Facebook posts should be in harmony with your Twitter posts, if you have both. Contradicting posts on your Twitter and Facebook account will be seen as an inconsistency. Subscribers might question how your company runs things. 86. Update users about increase in subscribers. Tell people that your number of subscribers is growing. This will give the impression that your company is moving forward. Tips on using Twitter. 87. Edit the URL name and use a main keyword which best describes your company. From the default URL assigned to your profile by Twitter, edit it into something like www.twitter.com/yourcompanyname here. 88. Regularly post news and events. If you leave your Twitter account unattended, people will stop following you. And even if they do not unfollow you, they might stop checking your posts. 89. Follow groups, organizations, companies, and or people which you believe are connected to your company in some way. Follow Twitter accounts that are related to the nature of your business. This will increase your exposure to more Twitter users. 90. Avoid posting tweets on others' profile. This is to maintain a professional attitude. Remember, this is a company account, not a personal account. 91. Avoid using your company Twitter account for personal business. If you like a certain celebrity or you like to make comments about some current events that are completely unrelated to your business, you should follow them using your own personal account. Business and personal life should not be mixed together. 92. Avoid conveying personal feelings and thoughts via your company Twitter account. Tweets about your bath time, the breakfast you had, the new clothes you bought, and your quarrel with your friends do not belong in your company Twitter. 93. Advertise your Twitter account on your other social media account. If you have a Facebook account, tell your Facebook subscribers that you also have a Twitter account. This way, both your accounts will show more subscribers. 94. Hashtags are not very effective. If you like doing this trick, well, save it. A recent study shows that posts that used hashtags are actually 5% less efficient at attracting users. 95. Do not follow more people than the number of people following you. If you are following more people than the number of people of following you, it will make you look desperate. This is not good for your company image. You must exercise some degree of self-importance. 96. Use geolocation to find local target niche. This feature is very useful for internet marketing. It will help you locate your target customers better. 97. Focus more on your advocates than your influencers. You influencers are only likely to mention you once or twice, after which, you are not really connected with them. But advocates are different. They are potentially long-term partners with long-term benefits. Invest time on them. 98. Your tweets should be in harmony with your Facebook posts, if you have both. Make sure that company news, events, and promos you tweet are the same with those you post on your Facebook account. 99. Update users about increase in followers.
96. Use geolocation to find a local target niche. This feature is very useful for internet marketing. It will help you locate your target customers better. 97. Focus more on your advocates than your influencers. You influencers are only likely to mention you once or twice, after which, you are not really connected with them. But advocates are different. They are potentially long-term partners with long-term benefits. Invest time on them. 98. Your tweets should be in harmony with your Facebook posts, if you have both. Make sure that company news, events, and promos you tweet are the same with those you post on your Facebook account. 99. Update users about increase in followers. Tips for safety. 100. Be transparent while exercising caution. Your subscribers will like it if you are transparent. They will feel connected with you. but you must limit how much information you withhold. 101. Only withhold the physical address or office address of the company itself. You are not obliged, nor is it safe, to tell your subscribers your personal address or the personal address of your employees. Only tell them the address of the company itself. 102. Only withhold the company contact number, email, fax, etc. Only the company contact information should be advertised. Those of the employees should not be disclosed to protect their privacy. 103. Avoid heated conversation. Not only is it unprofessional, but it will not leave a good impression on your subscribers. 104. Keep a record of possibly threatening comments from users. If a post includes threats or anything of the same degree, you should keep a record of it. A print screen will do. 105. Never use a password that is easy to guess. You do not know what hackers might do to your account. Make sure that your password is something that cannot be guessed. 106. Never withhold the email address that is used to register the social media account. This may all be that a hacker needs to hack into a Facebook or a Twitter account. It should be kept private. 107. Use a registration email that is different from the company email. A hacker will normally attempt to use the official company email, thinking that it is used to open your company's Facebook or Twitter account. 108. Never leave the account unattended in any computer. 109. Do not forget to uncheck the Keep Me Logged In button. Some people forget to uncheck this box. As a result, their account gets hacked by the next person who will use the computer. Good thing if it is found by a good person. 110. Avoid logging into public computers. Even if you uncheck the Keep Me Logged In button, there are still ways for hackers to get your username and password. A simple keylogger program will do the trick. 111. If you must log in using a public computer or public network, try using the on-screen QWERTY board when keying in the username and password. Keylogger programs follow the keystrokes that you make. They cannot read passwords and usernames that are inputted using an on-screen QWERTY keyboard. The downside is that people behind you will see which characters you clicked. 112. Change the password if you believe it has been compromised. 113. Remove arguments between users. Sometimes, the dispute may not be between you and a user, but amongst users themselves. Remove these as soon as possible. Block them if necessary. 114. Set a rules and conditions page. Some people may not exactly follow. But if you ban them, they will not be able to say that they were not warned. Tips on involvements you should avoid. 115. Avoid liking, following or getting linked in any way to celebrities. This is part of professionalism. Business is business, and involvement with Hollywood seems like a personal thing to do unless the celebrity you will feature is somehow linked to your business. 116. Avoid liking, following or getting linked in any way to politicians. People are always divided in their political views. You could lose possible customers if you favor politicians and political decisions which they do not approve of. 117. Avoid voicing opinions on controversial matters. Other than politics, there are other events that can divide the opinion of people. Avoid making statements about such matters. 118. Avoid using your company's social media account to post comments that convey your personal feelings and thoughts. You may have opinions about current events, but you should avoid making them on your company's social media account. 119. Avoid uploading contents that are not related to your market, unless it is part of your marketing strategy. Sometimes, it might be necessary to add some fun stuff as a form of entertainment. But do not make it a hobby. 120. Avoid media contents which are potentially offensive to any group or people. Racism is especially a sensitive topic. Avoid making any comment, even a commercial joke, because people are not likely to take it lightly. 121. Avoid jokes, unless they are completely inoffensive.
Tips on measuring and improving the effectiveness of your social media account. 132. Analyze how many of your customers came to you through your social media account. Run polls and surveys to know how many of your customers learned about your company through your social media account. This way, you will know if your social media venture is fruitful or not. 133. Blog regularly for better traffic. Making blog posts on a regular basis will keep people tuned into your page. It will increase traffic. After all, they will not regularly check a page that rarely makes blog posts. 134. Imagine that social media is like a story that you tell, and the characters in the story are your customers. 135. Do not always just talk about your company. Talk about the people that subscribe to you. If you speak about your subscribers and customers as well, they will feel that they are important and that they are involved. This will improve your relationship with them. 136. Use polls so you learn more about your customers. Polls let you know the preferences of your subscribers. This will give you an idea about your next marketing plans. 137. Try other smaller scale social media sites for localized marketing. If there is a local social media site in the area of your targeted market niche, consider opening an account there as well. This is to help you reach to more locals. 138. Offer a mobile check-in feature if it is compatible with your business. It is now getting popular that businesses allow their customers to order and/or check in for services and/or products online. Offer this feature to open up to more customers.